While still sinners, God loves his people. That's the point of the first reading in reference to the people of old, and it's the message of the gospel just proclaimed. In the misery of sin, God is merciful. He comes to us in our humanness, our weakness, and our sinfulness to be our Savior, to lift us out of darkness and forsakenness and fear and pain, and to be for us light and love and peace and joy. Isaiah, in the first reading, is speaking to those who were in exile. They were captives because they were divorced from God. That's the condition of sin, divorced from God. And the promise is made that God will not leave his people in that state. He will be available to them to lead them out of exile, out of captivity, to be at home with God. Because we've been made by God for God, and nothing less will satisfy us. Not material things, not passing pleasure, not recognition or promotion, however good these might be. They will not satisfy us. But divorced from God, in the condition of sin, we're helpless. We're helpless to reestablish that union, that communion with God intended by God from the very beginning. We need God's help. We need a Savior, someone to free us from bondage and captivity, to lead us out of exile, to be at home with God and each other. And we know that Jesus is the one sent by God to be our Savior. He is the human face of God, the God who shows mercy to those who are miserable, divorced from God because of sin. The point of the gospel is how the human race has a kind of solidarity in sin. This condition of being divorced from God, looking for happiness in the wrong ways and in the wrong places. The message is clear, because one after another left the scene, acknowledging his own sin, so that Jesus was left with the sinful woman. Solidarity in sin. But we are to move from that condition to solidarity with God in Christ Jesus. When I was teaching in the grade school, way back when, because we had so many priests, I used to say to the boys and girls, this is what sin is, S-I-N. It's when I say no. When I say no to the offer of God's love in Jesus, that's a sin. It's choosing to remain divorced from God, or apart from God at least, rather than in union and in communion with God, in solidarity with God and each other in Christ Jesus. We all have our own ways of saying no, don't we? I say no in one way or another. That's my sin. And it must be acknowledged, and at the same time a helplessness to move out of the condition of sin, the way of sin and sinning, to union and communion, solidarity with God and each other in Christ. That's what the second reading is all about. St. Paul says, once I came to know Christ and the fullness of life that brings, light, love, peace, joy, once I came to know him, I came then to count all else as rubbish. That's quite a statement, isn't it? But it defines conversion. And that's what Lent and that's what the Christian life is all about. Converting from whatever to life with God in Christ Jesus. To know him, not just to know about him, but to know him in a personal, intimate, passionate, permanent, priority way. And that's all important. To have a relationship that is personal, passionate, intimate, permanent, and a priority in life, counting all else rubbish by comparison. Forsaking the idols, overcoming with God's help in Christ Jesus that separation which leaves us miserable, but the mercy of God is there in Christ Jesus. We, like Paul and the saints who have gone before us, must know him, must know the love of God offered to us in Jesus, must overcome the captivity of our sinfulness to know the joy of life in Christ. But you know, and finally, he won't impose himself. He stands at the door, ready to enter our minds, our hearts, and lives, but the door opens only from the inside. And Jesus will never be arrested for forced entry. Have you ever seen that rather famous picture by a German artist of a home where the outside is rather covered with ivy? There's a doorpost lamp, and Jesus is standing at the door. When this was first shown, someone said to the artist, you forgot something. What? He said. He said, there's no doorknob, there's no latch. Oh no, he said, that's purposeful. The door opens only from the inside. And so the practices of Lent are to help us open that door to the one who dies but rises to be our Savior, so that we can share in his death to no to sin, to saying no to God's love, and to rise with him with nothing ever than yes. Yes to the one who comes to save us, to be really and truly his disciples. And then, as he said to the woman taken in adultery, go! Go and stop saying no. And always say yes. And live the new life. The life of light and love and peace and joy. That's our challenge, not only in Lent, but throughout our lives as disciples of the Lord. That's why one of the new forms for the conclusion of Mass is go in peace, glorifying the Lord with your life. Enough no, never anything but yes to God's love for us in Jesus.